Blog Talk Radio.
And it's a new day. Praise anointing. Not the old stuff, not the old stuff. Fresh anointing. Somebody say this is fresh. It's flowing my way. Right now is the season of power. Let the weak say I am strong. Prosperity. Let the poor say I am rich. Oh, it's a new season coming to me. Lift your voices and say it.
It's a new season.
It's a new day.
It's a new day.
Hey, it's anointing. It's blowing my way.
Blowing my way.
Can you stand it tonight? It's a season of it's a new season. I'll just say fancy. It's a new season. Time for us to make a choice, take a stand. All that we need is resting in it.
Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, this is Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. We are excited about you being with us today. Hey, we got another song coming up with some quick announcements. Hey, that number, 347-843-4559. You can call in and listen to the show and be part of the programming that Dr. Henderson releases each and every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're so excited about you guys being with us today, and we're excited about what God is doing in your life. Hey, guys, we got another song coming up here. We want you guys to get excited and know that Jesus is Lord. And ladies and gentlemen, guess what's going to happen next? We are going to play this wonderful song here, and Dr. Henderson will be back with you guys right after this great, great song here. So thank you so much for joining us today. We want you guys to share this out on the network and get excited about what God is doing. Hey, this is Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. She'll be up right after this song, guys. Thank you so much for your time.
I was up late one night, and I heard God say, "Cease."
Yeah, thank you, Jesus. I feel seasons everywhere, and I feel blessings in the air, those seeds that you sow. You're gonna come into your own, seas, walk into your seas. Oh, I feel them.
Seasons everywhere.
Yes, I do.
I feel.
That I feel them, young.
Blessings in the air.
Those seeds that you sow, it's time to come into your own. Seeds,
walk into your seeds.
I believe we're in a time when God's gonna bless the saints, those who have stayed, those who have prayed. He's gonna fulfill the promise he made. For I heard the Spirit say, it's your time, the wait is over. Walk into your seat. Thank you, Jesus.
Seasons everywhere.
That I feel them.
Feel
the same
blessings in the air.
Oh, seeds that you sow, you're gonna come into your own. Seeds,
walk into your
eye. I know that you invested a lot, but the return has been slow. You throw up your hands and say, I give up. I just can't take it anymore. But I hear the Spirit say that it's your time. The wait is over. Walk into your season.
Rain your blood.
Rain your blood.
Rain your blood.
you're in covenant relationship. Whatever God promised, He will never, never forget. No, no, no. We're the seed of Abraham. You can go on in and possess the land. It's yours, it's yours, it's yours, it's yours. Go on and walk in your seed. Put a smile on your face. Let the Holy Spirit erase every frown. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, all across the world, thank you so much for joining us on Straight to the Point. Ladies and gentlemen, we are excited about you being with us today. And before we bring on Dr. Henderson, you guys should be doing some cartwheels and flips, as she says occasionally. Y'all get excited. This is Straight to the Point, guys. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, real quickly, guys, that number 347-843-4559, that number 347-843-4559. Yeah, without further ado, let's bring on Dr. Henderson. Dr. Henderson, welcome to the broadcast.
Good evening. Good evening, good evening, good evening, everybody out there in radio land. I just want to say Happy New Year. Happy New Year. It's a new season. It's a new day. Happy New Year 2024. This stands for New Beginnings. If you add up all the numbers, you get 8, which stands for New Beginnings. So I just want to welcome you to your brand new year of New Beginnings. According to the word of God in Isaiah 43 chapter, he says, so the Lord our God says, behold, I'm doing a new thing. Hallelujah. He said, remember ye not the things of old, nor consider the things of your past. He said, I am doing a new thing. Will it not spring forth? Yes, indeed, my friends. I want to welcome you to the new thing, your new season, your new beginning. Welcome to Straight to the Point, Straight to the Point 2024. We welcome you. For those of you who are tuning in for the first time, let me tell you who we are. Straight to the Point is a prophetic and business broadcast that is aimed at dealing with real issues as we offer real solutions for every single person. We lean on, stand on, rely on, believe on the Word of God. Particularly John 3:16, for the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have an everlasting life. So we bring you greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We bring you greetings, those of you who are listening by way of the internet. We just salute you and say welcome to your new beginning. Those of you who are tuning by live, we salute you and we say welcome to your new beginning. Those of you who are going to call back, we salute you and greet you, and we say welcome to your new beginning. We want to give credit to the gospel artist of the songs that we played on tonight. We want to give credit to Israel Houghton on Seasons. We want to give credit to Donna Lawrence on Seasons. Donna Lawrence says, the wait is over. How many of you know that the wait is over? The wait is over. Some of you are going to walk into the best season of your life. Some of you are going to get every single thing that you have asked God for. I believe that not only is this going to be the best season of your life, but all those prayers that you have been praying and all the time you have been walking the floors, God is going to release blessing after blessing after blessing after blessing over your life. Those things are going to be manifested. You're going to begin to see and experience the sovereign and kindness of God on a whole nother level like you've never seen it before. You're going to experience God's sovereignty, his kindness. You're going to experience his greatness. You're going to experience it like never before. So, again, I want to greet you and thank you for tuning in to the Straight to the Point. We give honor and credit to the executor, the CEO, Dr. Kevin Vaughn. God bless you, sir. Welcome to 2024 Straight to the Point. And we also want to give credit and honor to those who will be bringing forth a word in this season on the Straight to the Point, my collaborators who will be helping me this year. As you guys know, I come on maybe once or twice a month, but then I have collaborators who fill in the rest of the week, and so we give God credit and honor and glory for help. How many of you know how important it is to have help in this season? Like never before in 2024, God is bringing people together to make a great impact in the world, not just in their local, not just in their families or local communities, but God is bringing people together for his glory to make an impact in the world, not just in your local churches, but in the nations. How many of you know that God said he wants everybody to know about him? He wants everybody to have a chance to call on his name. And so God is raising up a people like never before that's not going to be afraid to go into the secular places and proclaim his name. And what you're going to begin to see, like never before, you're going to be seeing God raising up his men and women, his called, his chosen, and putting them in unfamiliar territory, putting them in places that people wouldn't think that they should be, all because the Lord Jesus will be coming back soon, and he needs everybody to know that they can be saved. God's heart is for the world to be saved. He says that. I didn't come to condemn the world, but I come to save the world. And so what you're going to begin to see is that you're going to be seeing a lot of people who used to just be in church, but God is going to bring out those people. What I mean by used to just be in church, meaning that they were dead on just preachers who believers. And God is saying that he is going to raise up an evangelical community of people to go out, hallelujah, and speak the word to, yes, to speak the word to a dying world. He's going to go in and shake the church a little bit. And those who are going to be standing, oh my goodness, those who are going to be standing are going to be the ones he's choosing. Those who are going to be standing and those that he knows that he can trust that will not bow, who will not compromise, he's going to be raising them up to go out into secular, unfamiliar places so that they would be a witness to the goodness of God, so that they would be a witness to the goodness of God and show people that Jesus is real, and so that they would be the light of the world, that they would be the salt of the earth, and they would proclaim the gospel, but they would more so do it in a love way. When I think about Jesus, I think about how he walked among sinners, but he didn't change to their ways. And see, that's the number one thing. When God put these people in these places, it's because he knows that they won't conform to the people's ways, but the people will begin to conform to the chosen vessel ways. And what I mean by that is that when Jesus walked among the sinners, the sinners were changed. Jesus didn't conform to their ways. He didn't start doing what they did. But what happened was the love that he showed among them. He began to teach them practical things, but also in teaching them the practical things, he showed great love and mercy and forgiveness. And that is what compelled them to say, what must I do to be saved? And so in this season, my friends, God is bringing the spiritual and the practical together like never before. that this is a new season. Not just blessings are coming, but God is stirring some up in the spiritual realm. And you will begin to see more and more and more of God's chosen vessels in secular places and places that you wouldn't even think that, you know, and I'm not talking about the club. Amen. Glory to God. I'm just saying in secular positions, in secular, you know, certain magazines and books and stuff, and God is raising up his people to be an example, to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. And so people will be able, people who have never even walked in a church, people who have never even heard about Jesus will begin to wonder, who is this Jesus? Who is this person? Who is, how can I be saved? And so God is positioning certain people to go into those atmospheres. So get ready to see the world change. It used to be a story that I used to look at on TV. It says, as the world changes. So you're going to begin to see the world changing like never before, and more and more and more people who did not proclaim his name are going to start proclaiming his name. And you're going to start seeing God is going to start taking the less of them, and he's going to start raising them up, because it was the less of them, amen, who stood. Amen. What I mean by the less of them is the ones that people rejected, the ones that people thought that wasn't going to make it, the ones that people thought wasn't popular enough for them to attach themselves to. God is going to raise those people up. And, you know, it's a scripture. It says that the stone that the builders rejected had become the chief cornerstone. So God is about to raise up the rejected. God is about to raise up the ones that persevered in the small things, because he said, if you be faithful over the little things, then I will make you a ruler of many. And so God is about to raise up those who have been faithful. My God, hear me clearly. My message will change just slightly a little bit. God is about to raise those who were faithful over the little things, and he's about to make them rulers of many, and that is the new season that many of you are going to be walking in. Amen, amen, amen. So somebody might be asking, well, prophetess, what is seasons? What do you mean by seasons? Well, one definition, and let me just go into one of my definitions. One definition is, it says that a season is a period of the year that is distinguished by, and this is just the Chronos version of it, meaning not, you know, not God's version, but it's just, you know, when we think about seasons in the natural, we think about a period of the year that is distinguished by a special climate condition. Amen. But if you look at that, you can look at that same definition and apply it in the spiritual realm. You know, it's a period period of time in which the Christian walks through certain things in life. And when I think about that, I think about Daniel 2:21. And somebody said, well, who controls the season? Well, the Bible says in Daniel 2:21, the NCV version, that he changes the time and seasons of the year. He takes away the power of kings and gives their power to new kings. He gives wisdom to those who are wise and knowledge to those who understand. And the New King James Version just simply says, and he. And when we read the word he, we're talking about God. And God changes the times and the seasons. So God is responsible for, in the Christian's life, and we're pretty much talking about in the spiritual realm now, amen, to decide which season that they will go through in life. And when we talk about seasons in a Christian's in a Christian life, there are about six, but we're going to mainly talk about four types of season. So if we're going to do a little teaching just a little bit, amen, glory to God. There are four particularly types of seasons that I want to talk to you guys about tonight. And one is called the growing season. You have the growing season, you have the pruning season, you have the wilderness season, and you have the harvest season. So many of you, all of us, have to go through these four seasons in life. Amen. It's really six, which is the one is the testing season and one is the trial season. But I just want to, particularly because you could sum testing and trial into growing and pruning. Amen? And so I wanted to particularly talk about these four. So the growing season is the time of change and stretching. During this phase of spirituality, our faith goes through what is called growing pains. Amen. So in this growing season, you may find yourself in a place whereas at one time it happened for what you prayed for at one time came fast. And then you may find yourself in a place where you praying for maybe something else, and you're like, okay, this didn't happen quickly. What's going on? So God is trying to grow your faith. He's trying to grow your faith and grow your trust in him. So he's working out your spirituality. He's working out your faith in him. Amen, glory to God. And so it pretty much saying, okay, I gave it to you. What you prayed for, I gave it to you right away in this time. Amen. But as you grow as a Christian, as you begin to read his word and as you grow and begin to get to know him, then some things you don't get right away. And so he wants to see, has your faith grown or have you grown in your faith enough to understand and know that if you don't get it tomorrow, will you trust him? Will you believe that he is a God and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him? Will you continue to read your word? Will you continue to pray? Will you continue to fast? Amen. So he's growing you up. Amen. And then we have what is called the pruning season. So that is the time when we take a serious look at our attitudes, our beliefs, to determine what things we need to let go of. The Bible tells us that we are tested like gold and fire. So this testing often takes place during your pruning season. So the pruning season is, that's a time in your life when God is, and I call it the season of deliverance. God is delivering you from those old habits. God is trying to deliver you from not just old habits, but people, places, and things. You begin to see that some of the people that you used to hang out with, you know, y'all just not hanging any longer. Some of the things that you have put your hand to do, it's just not working like it used to. So God is pruning some things off of you. He's pruning the, you know, we made of spirit, soul, and body, okay? Spirit, soul, and body. And so I tell people all the time, in order for your spirit to grow and get strong and be dominant and to dominate and you be led by it, it has to be able to dominate, amen, the flesh. The body, those things that the flesh is seeking after, those things that the flesh is desiring that is contrary to the word of God. You have to be able to, amen. So that's called the pruning season where you're able to finally, amen, glory to God, be pruned enough whereas your spiritual man has been strengthened. And so in that season, you'll find yourself sometimes in a season of when you're by yourself, God begins to prune those things, some things that you think you want, you don't want it anymore. Amen. You begin to, the things that you thought you desired, those desires will leave. That is called the pruning season. And then, my friend, there's a season called the wilderness season. I mean, every time you turn around, something is coming up. And I just put this with testing and trial as well. Because the wilderness season, sometimes it feels like God is not there. It feels like you're in a desert. You're in a season of where God is not hearing you. God is not hearing your prayers, and you feel like he's not hearing you, but he hears you. Amen. Glory to God. You may feel like you're isolated, that you're alone. And so in the wilderness season, it's often a time of loneliness and suffering. During this season, God's voice can seem distant or silent. But we know that Jesus spent time in the desert. It is really important to us during this season, even when we don't feel like he's there, when we feel like his presence is in there, you know, we have to know that he is close to the brokenhearted. Amen. Those who are crushed in their spirit. So when you're in the wilderness, when you feel like you're in a place of not knowing which way to go, which direction, you know God told you to do it. You know God told you to say it. You know God told you to go. But then you find yourself in a position where you're like, where things are not working out, but you know you heard his voice. You know he told you to go. And I'm particularly thinking about the children of Israel, when they left Egypt, how they ended up in the wilderness. Amen. They started doubting after a while. They started disbelief. And because they felt like that, you know, it was taking too long. They felt like that God didn't, maybe he didn't tell us to leave. And so those are called your wilderness seasons. And then, my friends, oh, my God, somebody do some cartwheels and flips, because we're about to. This is the season that many of us are in. This is called the harvest season. The harvest season is the time when we often reap the benefits of seeds that were planted during the other seasons. My God, that means during the other seasons. Somebody hear me and hear me clearly, do some cartwheels and flips. I said that during the harvest season, every tear that you've cried, every, my goodness, seed that you've sown, God says that he's coming back to restore and give it back to you. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over. This is your harvest season. Somebody hear me. I said, this is your harvest season. That means that everything that you planted during your other seasons, God's many blessings seem more tangible and present during this time. That means that not just in the spiritual realm, but you will begin to receive and experience manifested blessings. You will begin to be able to see, touch, not to see, but touch, grab hold of those tangible blessings. That means blessed monetary prosperity, healing, deliverance, all together, all at once. All for you. Call your harvest season. Somebody hear me on tonight. I said you are in your harvest season. This is not just a time to count your blessings, but it is a time to be a good steward over those things that he is giving you. And what I mean by that is that when he gives it to you this time, because some people you've squandered in the past harvest season. The Bible says while the earth remains, there will always be seed time and harvest. So harvest always come around. Amen. This is a season that will always come around if you do what you're supposed to do. But harvest will always come around. That doesn't mean that it's going to always hit your address. Amen. Grace to God. But harvest will always come around. It all depends on how did you react. What did you do when you was in your growing season? How did you handle your pruning season? And how did you handle your wilderness season? Did you curse God? Did you turn around? Did you give up? And I come to tell everybody that's listening by the sound of my voice, those who are listening by way of the internet, those who are listening by way of live, those who are going to call back, I declare and I decree by the power of God, this is your season. This is your day. A fresh anointing has come your way in the voice of John and Lawrence. The wait is over. It's your time to walk into your harvest season. I declare and I decree by the power of God. Amen. In the name of Jesus, that those who have been walking in poverty, that prosperity should be your portion. I declare and I decree by the power of God that those who have been walking in lack, that you will bloom and you will blossom in this new season. In the name of Jesus, I declare and I decree by the power of God, in the name of Jesus, that those who have been sick and bedridden, I command by the power of God that you will rise up and Jesus will call your name and you will come forth in the name of Jesus. I declare and I decree by the power of God that every wavering child, every child you've been praying for, every child that has disrespected you and left God, I declare and I decree by the power of God in the name of Jesus that they will be saved in this season, that God's hand is not too short that it cannot be saved, neither his ear too dull that he cannot hear. He said, I made you a promise and I'm coming forth to save your entire family. In the name of Jesus, I declare and decree that this is your harvest season. I said, this is your harvest season. You've labored. You've been through. You've had to burn some folk. You cried. But God said you cried your last tear. Walk into your season. It's a new season, saith the Lord, and it's a new day. This is your harvest season. You've been listening to the Straight to the Point. Dr. Vaughn?
Amen, Dr. Henderson. What a powerful word tonight. Ladies and gentlemen all across the globe, I hope y'all was taking some notes tonight, guys. Oh, I love it. I just wrote down, Dr. Henderson, this is your harvest season. Oh, I love it. And I was thinking about a farm. You know, you got to plant, right, in order to harvest. You got to plant. You got to go to work. You got to go to work. If you own a farm, and it's the same for our lives, you got to go to work. That means you got to plant some seeds. And then when the season comes around, there's a wonderful, wonderful harvest. But guess what, Doc? Even when the harvest comes, guess what? I got to get back in the field to harvest it. I got to get back to work again.
Right.
Just to harvest.
You got
to
keep on planting.
Ooh, yes, ma'am.
That's
true. Amen.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
Great.
You are so
welcome. Amen. Thank you so much for your time tonight. Ladies and gentlemen all across the globe, I know you've been blessed by this wonderful broadcast today to kick off another year, 2024. Isn't that wonderful, ladies and gentlemen? I'm looking for flying cars and everything, Doc, but they're coming one day. They're coming.
Yeah, they are. And we're going to invest in them. Yes.
Amen. Amen. That's exactly right, Doc. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're excited about you guys. Let's get a Lord a hand cup of praise for the woman of God tonight. What a powerful, powerful word here. Amen. Well, Doc, back to you to close out, and we'll go to song.
Amen. So we thank God for each and every one of you all on tonight. I want you to hold on to this word, but like Dr. Vaughn said, don't stop planting. Keep on planting because, as I stated, harvest comes around more than one time. It comes around, so the more you continue to plant, the more you continue to sow, expect an even greater and bigger harvest. Those of you who are listening, by the sound of my voice, I want to see all of you all at the office ball, March the 23rd, 2024, at the Washington Marriott in Capitol Hill, right here in Washington, D.C. Amen. Glory to God. A lot of you have been praying for connections and praying for God to bring you folks to help you with your business ideas, with your book, with your dream, whatever it is that you have been asking God for, and many of you have been asking for God to catapult you to the next level, the next realm, the next dimension. You need to be at the author's ball. Although it is the author's ball, it is open to entrepreneurs, business owners, publishers, because we have a session. And where we have a reception, and it's the network session of the Office Ball and Awards Dinner, where business owners and publishers and CEOs come together, and everybody is networking and coming together and growing together and getting to know each other. Come to the Author's Ball. If you have a dream to write a book, don't know how, this is the place you need to be. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be great right here in Washington, D.C. If you would like more information, you can email survivorsgm@gmail.com. That's survivorsgm@gmail.com. So we're about to leave you guys on tonight. But join us again next Monday night on 347-843-4559. We're about to go, but before we leave, let me leave you with this. Always love and love hard. Always forgive and forgive fast. And always, always believe the word of the Lord. God bless you and have a good night. It's your season in Jesus' name.
Somebody say this is fresh. It's flowing my way. Right now is the season of power. Let the weak say I am strong. And prosperity. Let the poor say I am rich. Oh, it's a new season coming to me. Lift your voices and say it.
Yeah. It's a new season.
It's a new day.
It's a new day.
Yeah. Tonight.
you need to know it's Jubilee. With debts are canceled and children walk in victory. It's still available to you right now. Just say fancy. It's a new season. You're in the new season. Yay! The new millennium presents a new horizon and no greater time for us to make a choice and take a stand. All that we need is resting in His hand. It's a new season.
It's a new season.
All that was stolen is returned to you a hundredfold. Tied in the fire, but you're coming out. Go!
Straight to the point with Prophet Dr. Dolores D. Henderson. It is a new season, and on behalf of the network, ladies and gentlemen, Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Y'all make it happen, and we'll see you next time on Straight to the Point. Hey, appreciate your time so much. Let's give the Lord a hand cup of praise as we close out tonight. Have a great rest of the evening, and have a powerful, powerful week. God bless you now. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.